It's a growing problem. Teenagers using their cell phones to send each other inappropriate photos. And I saw some numbers that were just shocking, quite frankly. It said there was a very high percentage of young girls who have either sent inappropriate photos to another teenager or they know that they are out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a situation where the law is trying to catch up to technology.
Yeah, what is the law on that?
Yeah, let's bring in internet law expert Travis Crabtree. He also specializes in privacy issues at Looper, Reed & McGraw. Travis, what's your take on this and what the state might be able to do?
Well, really, they're trying to do two things. The first is to take away the possibility that a teenager who makes what I would call a dumb mistake gets punished for life, basically, by getting a child pornography charge and having to be a registered sex offender for a long period of time.
Yeah, that's just something that, for example, the chief sponsor of this, Kirk Watson, is a Democratic senator from Austin. He said that just doesn't make any sense. And the attorney general, of course, a Republican, agrees. It's something where there's not a whole lot of argument here. But constitutionally, is this something that is going to pass muster?
That aspect is. The constitutional challenge may come from the second part of this proposal, and that is a part that would give a judge the choice or the option of sending a parent whose kid is involved in this activity to an educational class that explains the drama and the issues and all the bad things that can happen as a result of sexting.
Well, yeah, and I can imagine parents saying, wait a second, I'm going to be punished for what my kid did? I'm going to punish the kid myself.
And that's where the sort of the Tea Party movement folks are saying is now the government is trying to take over the role of parents.
Wild. All right. Travis Crabtree is at Looper, Reed & McGraw. We always appreciate it.